This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hide and seek.
Proudly sponsored by the store with the hottest in leather, rubber, lifestyle gear.
Manhouse.com.au.
Manhouse.com.au.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
The GLBTI community are very familiar with the devastating effects of discrimination and stigmatisation. Whilst we may have been outcasts for centuries, the arrival of HIV/AIDS in the late 80s and early 90s saw fear spread more rapidly than the epidemic itself. Gay men became untouchable, and Western society's reaction created a culture of dread and despair. 30 years has passed, and whilst medical advancements have delivered manageable and productive outcomes for people living with HIV, stigmatisation remains ever-present. Such stigmatisations come at a cost, a great cost, to the health of both HIV-positive and HIV-negative men. Brent Allen is the Executive Officer of PLWHA Victoria, and frankly, he's had enough. Brent Allen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for letting me on the air.
You have put together an amazing new campaign that is about to take the world by storm, and it is focused on getting us to rethink HIV and the people with it.
It is. The campaign's called Enough, and the sub-themes of the campaign are Enough Already, Enough Stigma, Enough Discrimination, Enough is Enough.
Why do we need this?
Well, we know that the ongoing HIV stigma against people with HIV has devastating effects, not only on the individual, but on prevention and public health. It reduces HIV and STI testing. It discounts a whole bunch of HIV prevention efforts, sustains an era of fear and a fear of disclosure, both sexual negotiation disclosure and otherwise. And I think it really does diminish HIV campaigns overall.
Stigma takes different guises and can be delivered in different ways. We all discriminate whether we like it or not. Particularly if anyone has got a Gaydar profile or a Manhunt profile or a Grindr profile, they are discriminatory in who they hook up with. They are often discriminatory in the language that they use to identify what is their want. And when it comes to HIV in that space, we are very clear sometimes with the language we use around HIV. It's a funny thing, men's sexuality in and HIV.
I think it is, and I think what's important is that people understand that stigma, as you say, comes in lots of different forms. Some of it's subtle, some of it totally overt. What ends up happening, though, is when we don't challenge it, and when instead it happens in silence or it happens in private, what we end up creating is a culture that doesn't know how to contain it or constrain it, a culture that doesn't know how to voice an opposition to it. Because when someone says something like, "Oh, are you clean?" How do you respond to that in a way that maintains your integrity, but at the same time challenges that as being offensive?
Indeed. But you see, most people don't see it as offensive. And most people would say, "I don't discriminate. I don't stigmatize people. I find it abhorrent." And yet they will ask the question, "Are you clean? What does that mean anyway?" That is clearly discriminatory.
Absolutely. And I think what we're trying to do with this campaign is we're trying to get from people, HIV positive people and others, these examples of these stories of stigma and discrimination. What we want to do is pull these stories into a public space, pull out the quotes from these stories, and encourage people to say, well, you know, when someone says something like, "Oh, it must be because of the lifestyle you lead," well, that's offensive, it stigmatizes the person. And if you're a person living with HIV, it's more than likely it's going to add another brick to the backpack you wear all day long, every day, that weighs you down.
And that comes at a cost, because that means that the conversation around disclosure is not had. There is a fear in that space. And when there is fear in that space, there can be negative outcomes.
And the evidence is overwhelming. It causes shame, diminishes social connectedness, intensifies social disadvantage, creates chronic self-doubt. And finally, and most importantly, it produces stress of all kinds and forms.
A recent survey of people living with HIV in Australia came up with a figure of 77% of HIV-positive people say that telling somebody that they are positive is a risky thing to do.
Absolutely. And it's even more appalling when you look at some of the gay-specific statistics, where HIV-negative gay men will say that they think it's important that HIV-positive people disclose their status before sex, usually. Mm-hmm. But those same people say, or 50% of those people will say, but then I will reject having sex with that person because of that disclosure.
So knowing someone's status doesn't put you in a safe space for them.
Mm.
Knowing someone's status means that you can say no to them.
Well, absolutely. And if you look at what happens with the punitive laws in place, the criminal laws, you know, not disclosing is a highly risky thing to do if you're HIV positive. Yet at the same time, we don't have a culture that is open about disclosure.
Well, indeed. And yet we have laws in different states that differ on that level anyway. So let's not go down that path. The whole idea of serosorting might work quite well for positive people. But it's a pretty failed experiment for negative people.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, the truth is there are a lot more HIV negative people out there than there are HIV positive people. We kind of like it that way. We want to keep it that way. But, you know, you can't be so exclusive in that way. I think what you want to be able to do is, you know, we all know that having diverse friends in your life and a diverse social circle, diverse family lives are those that add value to your life.
What do we know about the self-esteem of HIV-positive people in this space? With this, you know, going on, it's got to come at a cost to their health and well-being, surely.
Absolutely. You know, I haven't met an HIV-positive person who can truthfully say that they haven't felt at some time or another that their HIV status has caused them negative harms, self-doubt, depression, anxiety. You know, the stats are overwhelming. 71% of people saying that they've experienced these problems. You know, 77% of people saying that they're risky, as we were talking about before. You know, the other stuff in terms of the stats that are really kind of shocking, 65% of PLWHA say that they're ashamed of having HIV.
And as if taking your pills every day wasn't enough of a reminder that you had it, constant negative displays by not just gay men, but society at large, reinforces it time and time again.
Mm.
And that's got to have a cost, not just to them as an individual, but to our health system, to our community, to our society.
I think the two things that bother me the most about stigma, HIV stigma in particular, is that it dissuades people from testing. It says to people, well, you know what? If you don't find out you're HIV positive, you can deny it and therefore reject and not ever have to deal with stigma.
Ignorance is bliss.
Ignorance is bliss philosophy. The second is what it does to HIV positive people. It forces them kind of into a closet of their status where they're afraid, you know, the stats about something like 40% of HIV positive people are afraid to have others see them take their medications, afraid that people will see them going to the pharmacy for fear that someone will see that they're getting HIV medications.
They hide their bottles in the places, in the wardrobe or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It's outrageous. And I mean, what does that do to people who are already struggling with ill health? You know, we should be making things easier for people. You know, we all know what it causes to transmit HIV, and it doesn't mean seeing someone's bottles of HIV medication.
No, good point. I can't think of anything other than perhaps leprosy, where there is such a fear of the disease. I mean, you wouldn't be so discriminatory for someone having chemotherapy for cancer and notice that they're bald and their eyelashes have fallen out and discriminate against them that way.
I think that there's a difference, though, between discrimination and stigma. Discrimination is dealt with by the law. Stigma, in my mind, is a lot more insidious. It's the stuff that pervades us and our lives every day. It's often never spoken about, and you can't deal with it with the law. You know, this is the stuff, this is like racism. This is the stuff that you have to deal with by building someone's personal agency and power to confront it.
And it's stuff that people don't acknowledge that they do.
Exactly. You know, in this campaign, one of the things we've done is we've broken down our target audience. And the audience that we're really after in terms of this campaign are those who sit on the fence. It's the person who says, oh absolutely, HIV stigma is wrong and it's bad. But, you know, I do think they should tell people. And it's like, well, do you understand the sort of discontinuity between those two statements? And the campaign wants to be able to take the words of positive people and other people who've experienced HIV stigma, because HIV negative people experience HIV stigma as well.
Totally.
And we want to take those words and those stories. We want to show them, put them on public display, and get people to say, well, you know what? That doesn't make sense. That's wrong.
Our guest is Brent Allen. He's the Executive Officer of PLWHA Victoria. Brent, the Enough campaign, this is about to be launched internationally. You're going to Washington to reveal it at a huge conference over there. And you have got a two-year sort of goal.
Yeah, we do. This. What we want to do in Washington is we're having a soft launch in Washington, trying to gauge how people respond to the brand, the ENUF or Enough brand. We want to see how people engage with the notion of telling stories about stigma and discrimination. We want to come back to Australia, sort of monitor how we're doing, see how much we want to move forward on this. I mean, we feel that this has a lot of traction. We think that we're doing something different here. Although there's been some great campaigns recently in Australia about HIV stigma.
Have there?
There's been some great stuff running from some of the peak organizations. I think what we're looking for from this campaign is a much more aggressive campaign, which basically, without pictures, just text, challenges people's notions of what is HIV stigma.
The tangibles around this particular issue are what?
So at the moment, there's no funding for the campaign. So the campaign is reliant on the contributions, not just of the stories, but the contributions from our partner organizations such as Joy, our businesses and organizations who want to see these messages in the marketplace.
Why is there no funding around this? Because let's face it, this has got to have great health outcomes longer term for the community at large. Surely our health departments see the validity in that.
Absolutely they do, and they're 100% behind it. What they're saying to us is we're more than willing for you to use your organizational funding that we provide to you to do the coordination, to do the evaluation. But what they really want to see, and I have to say I support them in this, is they want to see community traction. They want to see the community come on board with this, not just individuals by, you know, digging into their pockets, but they want to see other organizations start putting it on their websites, you know, calling for Enough, saying that enough discrimination and enough stigma, we won't have it any longer.
Brent Allen is our guest. He's the Executive Officer of People Living with HIV/AIDS Victoria. We're speaking about the Enough campaign, fighting stigma in the HIV sector. We'll be back with more right after this. You're with Dean Beck on Joy 94.9.
What's your one-stop shop for sexperts?
Hide and seek.
Hi, I'm Dean Beck, now with Added Sexperts.
And I'm Andrew the Apprentice, primed and ready for an exploration of sex and sexuality with our rotating regulars.
Dr. George the Healthy Bear.
Stu Fenton, our compassionate counsellor.
Sex therapist Christopher Fox.
And psychologist Paul Martin.
Join our rotisserie every Thursday night from 9 p.m. right here on Joy.
Hide and seek.
Sponsored by Manhouse, the leather sexperts.
Gear for your lifestyle. Manhouse.com.au.
This is Joy 94.9. You're with Dean Beck. My special guest is Brent Allen. He is the Executive Officer of PLWHA Victoria. Brent, we spoke just before the break about government not putting money specifically into this particular campaign. How are you going to pay for the thing?
Yeah, so the campaign is looking to do more than just produce a bunch of posters and produce some nice quality t-shirts or something. The campaign is actually about a social movement. We're looking at producing a campaign that's text only, that's heavy on its participation value. We're looking to link up with Possible, which is a fundraising campaign website.
You know, when I first saw that, I thought it was something to do with the HIV sector. Seriously, I did. But I now know what it is.
There's a whole bunch, like Kickstarter is another one.
A crowdfunding website, yeah.
Yeah, so we're looking, they have a really good program where they support social cause campaigns. And we're looking to link up with them, run the campaign so we can solicit funding from the punters out there who want to support this initiative. The campaign is reliant on this way in this regard. If we want to, say, go big and buy a billboard space and call for enough discrimination on HIV, we need to raise the funds to do that. Mm. That's going to be the effort.
The community buy-in on this is going to be the key to the transformation around the cultural aspect of this particular stigmatisation issue within the HIV sector. So you're not only asking them to change their attitudes and contribute to the program, you're asking them to spruik it and pay for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've been, as I was saying earlier, proselytizing ourselves around asking people to say, you know, how can you fit the Enough campaign messages into your business model? You know, how can you link to the Enough website so that you can encourage people to participate and see the stories that people are writing. It's not only a crowdsourced campaign, it's a crowdfunded campaign, it's a crowd-controlled campaign. We're happy as PLWHA Victoria to run behind the scenes and coordinate things, but what we really want is organizations, businesses, and individuals print off the posters, stick them up on the walls. You know, they're meant to be simple and have an impact for a reason, and that is that we want people to see the messages.
If Gloria Jean decided to devote their Friday sales of all coffees on enough day and with a minimum of $100,000 thrown your way, you'd be okay with that?
I'm not really sure that I could ethically support Gloria Jean's giving us money, considering...
Maybe that's a bad example.
but I am more than supportive of, for example, lots of health organizations, pharmaceutical organizations, allied industries and businesses, profit businesses, who are willing to say, you know, we want to do what we can to educate about HIV stigma and participate in this Enough campaign.
What are the goals of this campaign? I mean, you want to transform the way we think about stigmatization and HIV, but there must be some key outcomes that you're aiming for.
There are lots of key outcomes about reducing HIV stigma and increasing awareness about its manifestation and what it means. But I have to say, from a local perspective, I would love to see this campaign create a coalition around a shared brand where people can and businesses can collaboratively venture into this with the entrepreneurial spirit and say, you know, what can I do to sell the message? How can I add value? I would love to see that happen merely from a community development perspective. We've been talking a lot about stigma, but I also want to say that we're looking for stories of people's resilience. And I just want to give you a quick snippet of one of the stories we got from an HIV negative guy who relayed a story of HIV stigma, where he had invited a fellow over, and the fellow he had invited over started going on and on about how HIV positive people are never honest about being HIV positive. And this HIV negative guy said to this fellow who'd come over, "I think you got to go now. I think it's over." And, you know, I mean, we haven't used his story yet and pulled the quote we want over out of it, but it was just so powerful. I just thought, yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Part of this stigma is gossip, too, around HIV. And, you know, there is always this sort of undercurrent of is he positive, isn't he positive, and whispering and carry on. And, you know, that's pathetic, frankly, because... as you've outlined in your brief here, there is a difference between being afraid of HIV.
Or afraid of HIV positive people themselves. Yeah, you know, I think when those sort of things happen, I think what people are doing is they're saying that they're afraid of HIV. And you know what? I think we do need to be cautious about HIV. But you know what? There is no need in a casual social sense to be cautious about people with HIV. In fact, there are probably reasons why and how they can add value to your life. You know, there's a lot of stories to be said out there about what's going on. And, you know, we want a community that says it's okay to talk about being HIV positive. And you don't have to be afraid if others actually say you are too, because there's nothing to worry about. You know, that would be the ultimate outcome.
But with nearly 60% of HIV positive people afraid to disclose their status to their sexual partners, two-thirds are afraid to disclose. That's a lot of non-disclosure.
That's a lot of non-disclosure, you know, and an even worse statistic, although not as high. 40% of PLWHAs believe that others see them as disgusting and that they've been hurt by how people react to them when they've told them that they have HIV. You know, that's almost half of people living with HIV.
A number of different sectors that are going to basically grab this, run with it, love it. And there are people that are going to just totally ignore it and say, well, I don't discriminate or don't even see it. How are you going to get through to them? Because they're clearly one of the sectors that you need to.
Yeah, I think our primary target is what we've described as the undecideds. These are the people who they're against HIV stigma, but at the same time, they kind of see the point in it. The sympathetics are always going to be on board. I think that what we're trying to do through the storytelling, through the quotes that we're putting on the campaign material, is to expose what happens in everyday life. And people can say, oh, yeah, I heard somebody say that once, or right. I've said that at one time.
Uh-huh. It's those little mini stories that you want people to connect with and get it.
Hmm.
But you also want people to make a stand.
Yeah, absolutely. The part of the campaign is to sign, we're encouraging people to sign a declaration that they stand against HIV stigma and discrimination. We haven't launched that part of the campaign on the website yet. But what we want people to do is to, you know, provide their email address as you sign an electronic petition, basically, where they can say, I want this to end. I'm going to stop it. And I'm personally committed to seeing it stop.
We're speaking with Brent Allen, the Executive Officer of PLWHA Victoria, and we're talking about the Enough campaign. It's a strategy that is designed to change the way we think about HIV and HIV-positive people and to stop stigmatization in that arena. Now, there's a couple of key messages that I've seen on some of your material. Enough stigma, enough discrimination, enough already, and enough is enough. You could go on forever with this. We should reinforce the fact that enough is spelled E-N-U-F.
Yes.
So it's yes. Nicely branded, trademarked accordingly. Lovely. Well done. And noticeable.
Yeah, look, we're also keen because as I said earlier, it's a campaign that is running on the smell of an oily rag. You know, we don't have the money to finesse it as much as we want. But I have to say we've had a lot of fun working on how you can use the word enough in various sentences. Mm. Are you tough enough? Are you man enough? You know, enough is enough. Enough already. It keeps going on and on. You know, have you had enough? What's enough? I think that there are numerous ways we can treat the message. But what we're really after is the ENUF, the enough brand, becomes the campaign that people say, or when they see those words, they go, oh yeah, that's about ending HIV stigma.
You want people to continue the conversation in their own lives, to tweet this, to Facebook it, to incorporate it in their businesses, in their social groups, in their networks, in their sporting clubs, etc. You want it really to take over the community.
Absolutely, yeah. We do. You know, we're as I said, approaching different businesses and we're saying to them, you know, what can you do? You know, we're happy to give you the artwork. If you want to run a banner ad on your website, if you're interested in holding an enough party where you get people to start talking about HIV stigma, it's been some wild and wacky ideas out there about some potential things that might happen at Pride or Midsummer. But we're looking at things around spreading the word about enough and that we've had enough.
And how much would it cost a business to take this on board?
As much as they want it to cost. We are obviously looking for financial donations to purchase certain collateral like bus shelter ads, to pay for the buttons and the t-shirts we've been producing. But likewise, I think, and more important, is for businesses to say, how can I incorporate this into my work for the next 2 years?
Yeah.
You know, when we have the world arriving on our doorstep in 2014 for the International AIDS Conference, we want them to be able to say, wow, that campaign has taken off. You know, I'd love it if local government, for example, came forward and said, you know, we want to sponsor an ad from City of Port Phillip. We want to sponsor an ad or a bus shelter from City of Melbourne. You know, that would be amazing.
Rather than that FCUK thing you see as you drive through on the freeway, we could have enough. Wouldn't that be nice?
In fact, someone did say we're going to be competing in the marketplace with the FCUK brand, because we do look very similar. Right. It's a Helvetica font, very, very bold, very has a big visual impact.
The website is enuf.org.au. It's online. It's just in its infancy, but it gives you a bit of an understanding of where the campaign is pitched. You're heading off to Washington to tell the world, and the plan is, when the world comes to us in 2014 for AIDS Melbourne 2014. You want some tangible outcomes from this campaign to stand up before 20,000 medical and social science gurus in the HIV sector and say, look what we did.
Absolutely. You know, the other thing is, and we know that the sort of community collateral here is going to be that we can put on a conference where people who are HIV positive can say, wow, you know, this whole community has taken over in terms of tackling HIV stigma.
This is a great way to get our community on side with a pretty important conference too. And there'll be a lot more about that here on Joy 94.9, I can guarantee it. The campaign Enough is going to have badges, stickers, posters, clothing, T-shirts. There's all sorts of bits and pieces, you hope.
We hope. And we're doing it in such a way, unfortunately, radio is not a visual medium. They're very simple. So the badges say enough discrimination. And you really won't know what it is unless you were to go to the website, and that is about HIV discrimination. And so we want people to be able to wear them. We want the stickers to be out there. We want the posters to be out there that people could say, wow, what does that enough stand for?
Well, it's now live. So I would encourage everybody to check out the website, enough.org.au. It's enuf.org.au. Check it out and keep checking it out, because more will come. And you'll hear a lot more about it here on Joy 94.9 as well. I would like to say this is the most exciting thing I have seen come out of the HIV sector in years. It is clean, neat, simple, easy to understand, and it's really going to make a difference.
Thank you so much,
Brent Allen. Thank you very much for joining us here today.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.